Yo, that's right, yo. We made it. Gang, gang. Episode 10, yo. Sklap, bap, 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 bap.
Boom.
If you haven't already realized, this is my opinion means nothing. Cut the music. Hello, and welcome to the 10th episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. As you heard in the intro, it's like a celebration because this is where I stopped saying like the numbers and that, and I just put it at the end of the episode. It's great. So yeah, this week on my 10th celebration, I have my friend who I started all with. First episode, Philippe.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, man. Welcome, man.
Thank you. I feel welcome.
Ah, good, good, good. Thanks for having me in your studio again.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
not
nice.
Not too bad. Soundproof is adequate.
I should think so, yeah.
But yeah, it's the kit, the setup that you've got going is quite nice.
So yeah, man.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
Portable, but also easy to set up.
Yeah, I make it work for me.
It's nice.
Right, so I have a question to ask, Phil.
Yeah.
When you go in the bath, or maybe the shower, and say you were listening to music, where would your phone be?
My phone?
Yeah, if you were listening to music off your phone.
Oh, so what, I'm in the shower?
You're in the shower or in the bath and you're listening to music. So, like, where would your phone be?
Is there other people in the house?
That's what
most people would question.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's other people in the house.
There's other people in the house, yeah. So I'd have my phone, like, obviously the door would be locked, innit? So I'd have my phone on the toilet or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, so it's away from the bar.
Yeah.
But I still hear it. I have it up against like the wall or something, echoes out.
And say your phone was to then die, lose a battery.
Yeah.
What would you do then? Sorry, I should just keep the question going.
It depends. If I'm having a bath.
Yeah.
Like, just continue my bath. Or, like, it depends what I'm doing. If I'm just chilling and I'm watching a film on my phone or something, like, then I'm just going to have to hurry up my bath so I can get out, because I haven't really got a plug
that I can,
like, get to. And if I... it's just long.
Hurry up my
thing, innit?
Well, the reason why I asked the question is because the first article that I have is... it's a little bit touchy. But I thought I would bring awareness to it because... do you know what? I'll just go into it. So basically, the article title reads, "Schoolgirl 12 electrocuted after her phone fell in the bath whilst she was charging it."
It fell... so what, her phone fell in the bath?
Right, okay.
The phone or...
it says, she plugged it in to charge it in the bathroom, but the phone with the cord attached fell into the water. And then she reportedly died instantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just the phone that fell in?
No, it was... her phone... she was listening to music on her phone while she was in the bath. And then her phone died. So she went and got her charger and plugged it in, from what I'm assuming from the article I read. And then it says, like...
the phone with the cable attached.
Yeah, the phone was attached to the cable, and that fell into the water. And then she died instantly after being electrocuted.
So the cable dropped in the water with the phone?
Yeah.
So the cable's in the water. So, yeah, it just... because it was all linked... the current was flowing through.
Yeah.
It just went straight through her in the water. Wow. That's...
oh,
Why would you have your charger and plugged it? How do you, where do you plug it in? Like, most of my bathrooms I've had don't have plugs in them. So that would have to be an extension cable or something, then plugged in the phone, then that's a good film or a good TV series you're watching.
This is what I mean, like, I'm listening to music, right? But then if your phone dies, then you just wait, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing I'm missing out on by my phone being off, and if my phone died, then clearly I've been in the bath for too long. It's about time I need to get out, but I don't know. Like, yeah. So it happened in Russia, in Moscow. So I assuming that maybe they had one of those international plugs for the shaver, and because their plugs are kind of
always international.
International, yeah. So they would just plug it in, and
I guess you could plug it in there, yeah. That's
and
true.
If the setup was the sink was next to the bath, that's the only way I'm imagining it. So the plug must have been right by the side of the edge of the bath, and she must have just plugged it in. And but
there's no one to blame really, but the person itself.
Unfortunately, really? Yeah. Even though she is 12 years old,
don't give your 12-year-olds phones. What does a 12-year-old need a phone for anyway in the first place?
Like,
but if you're playing games, it's not necessarily to have phone.
It's so difficult. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Because a 12-year-old won't necessarily understand.
Maybe.
Maybe they do, but they don't understand the importance of electricity and water.
Yeah.
And like how electrics work.
Yeah, but at the same time, are you old enough? Maybe at 12 to. Maybe know that, like. If you know the difference between right and wrong.
But how do you know that it's wrong
to
for the phone to drop in the water?
Yeah, it's true. Especially if you think your phone is, if they say your phone is waterproof or splash proof or whatever.
You'd think, dropped it in the water. Or maybe the phone will break.
But nothing will happen to me.
So probably the last thing that she thought was like it was dropping out of her phone. She thought, oh, now I'm going to lose my phone.
It's waterproof though. But it's connected to the power lead. And like you said, the circuit was completed. I mean, there was a comment. There was comments urging parents to warn their children about the terrible risks of using their phones in the bath.
Yeah.
There was another comment that read, don't people know the basic rules of safety and explain them to their children?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's, if the parents aren't really aware, or not even not aware, but just not thinking about,
like, I know as a kid, my mum might have told me something and I was just like, yeah, but like, there's a saying, like, sometimes you have to feel before you can see. Like, it has to happen to you before you can be like, all right, cool, this is a real thing.
Yeah, but some cases like this, it's too late.
It's too late, unfortunately, yeah. Like,
so, I think they just need to make it more aware.
Do you remember back in the day when they had, like, that, I'm trying to think, that advert about matches? If anyone remembers, there was like this matches, and it was like the safeties of not lighting fires in your house or setting up the, I can't remember exactly, but I've just got this vision in my head, like in the future there'll be a thing here where I can just be like, I see this in my mind, and I just throw it over to you.
Broadcast it,
this is what I mean, Phil, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember.
Well, if I go on the Black Mirror episode that I just saw last night, that's kind of what they're talking about in terms of acts. Like, I know we're going on a bit of a tangent, but it's relevant. if an accident happens,
yeah,
the insurance company will be able to put a little chip on the side of your head there. It's like a magnet thing.
Yeah.
So they can see the memory you had of the accident.
Oh.
And they can play it on the TV screen so they can see the accident actually happening. And they can look at other witnesses' angles so they can see exactly how the accident happened.
Oh, that's pretty
By
sick.
Piecing all the people with different witnesses' vision, like
Everything images. All together, you can find out.
You can find a piece. If you had something like that where I could just click it on and then just broadcast it, that'd your memory cool. up, like, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's what you meant.
But yeah, they should have like some more awareness on adverts on TV instead of like just...
Because it's not just kids either. Like, there's like, I know adults for facts in the bath use their phones.
Exactly.
It's not just 12-year-old kids. It's not just children
I mean.
Need to be made
and
aware.
And that's why I wanted to...
It's everyone needs to be made aware. So
everyone. And I just think that they should broadcast more things like warning us about safeties of things instead of like just selling us things on TV. Or or adverts on radio and stuff like that, or gambling.
It's not gonna make money though, man.
I
like,
know. It's
imagine
not,
if the iPhone came out, like boom, it's the new iPhone X coming out, featuring all this stuff, and like, but if you drop it in the bath, you'll instantly die. Featuring new headphones, slots, and Wi-Fi upgrade, and by the way, if you drop the headphones in, you could possibly die. But anyway, we've also got face recognition and...
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? No one's gonna buy it. Like,
but not maybe in the selling adverts, but just standalone adverts. But I get what you mean. It's not going to maybe make the money, maybe. But I don't care about the money. They should just have more...
Yeah, but the CEO of Apple does care about the money.
It's true. It's true. But the next topic, right, is... I found this, alright, so there was a woman who was jailed for life for stealing a baby from a mother's womb in an amateur C-section.
She stole the baby from someone's body. Was she the surgeon?
Yeah, she... I'll tell you the story after.
So why are you doing amateur C-section?
Right.
Why don't you go to an actual hospital?
Let me break it.
Professional C-section.
Let's break down the story for you, yeah. There's this lady called Brooke Cruz. And recently she admitted to carrying out amateur surgery on Savannah Graywind, who was 8 months pregnant, right? And she went missing sometime last year.
Okay.
And she was 22 years old, and she went missing when she was 8 months pregnant. Now, when she went missing, Miss Brooke Cruz, she kidnapped Savannah and then took her back to her house and then performed surgery... performed a C-section on her, took the baby, obviously cut her out. Mm. The baby was fine, healthy and everything. And then obviously, because it was obviously not in a hospital and everything legit, Savannah unfortunately died.
Okay.
And all she did is she just wrapped her body up and put it in the river. And then when her husband came home, her husband saw the baby, and her husband was like, this is her husband's story, saying, this is what her husband is saying. Her husband said that he came home and he saw the baby and he saw her, and she was like, this is our baby and this is our family. And he was just like, okay.
You come home from a long day at work, expecting dinner to be made, but no, there's a baby waiting for you.
Yeah.
Or the stork dropped it off, apparently.
Exactly.
And he just went along with
it. Yeah, he said he walked in, he saw the blood, and then she said that, and he was just like... And he went along with it. But obviously, she's confessed to the whole thing, and she's now serving life in prison.
Oh, shit.
And the husband is now under questioning for, obviously, he could be involved as well. Although he's saying that he came home and saw he could have helped within the kidnapping
yeah.
and everything else. Because, I mean, she did. I mean, she could have, like, knocked her out
on her own. So how did she get hold of the girl? Did the girl come to her, or did she kidnap her?
It says she confessed to... No, she lured Savannah to her apartment and then attacked her.
Wow.
So
she just wanted a kid?
Yeah.
She knew that woman was pregnant.
Yeah.
So she got to come inside.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Some people.
I can't believe that. It's absolutely... But...
Yeah, man.
There's some crazy people in this world, I guess.
Oh, yeah, man, there's...
There's a lot, there's a lot of people in this world in general, but yeah. But that story just... Wow, you lure a lady back to your house, she probably thinks it's just for, I don't know, milk and cookies, say. Sorry to make joke of it, but just say milk and cookies. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll come back, I'll see what these cookies are saying. Then she's eating away on the cookies, and then she just gets attacked. Then this lady cuts her baby out of her, and she bleeds and dies. And then her husband just comes home, sees all this blood, sees the baby that his wife was not pregnant.
He sees everything, and then she says, oh, this is our baby now. And he goes,
Okay.
What? Oh, cookies.
Yeah.
And just continues like nothing, like...
Yeah, you know what? Me, that doesn't make sense. That the... Like, if you saw that, first of all, this isn't our... Where did the baby come from?
Like, she would have told him.
She would have told him, and he would have been like, all right, this is what we're going to do, but... Or he was involved, but there's no way you saw it and you, like, I don't know, I just... She explained it. She said she got the baby from this place, and I just went with it. The blood... I asked her where the blood came from. She had a reasonable explanation, and I was like, oh, okay. Come on, bro. 2018. But wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's an idiot, that, actually.
I know. Absolutely an idiot. This world that we live in. But the third and final story that I have, yeah, I found it really, 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 really interesting.
Okay.
And, like, I read it before I even, like, took my notes what I was going to take, right? The article title reads, Theresa May could be ousted by Brexit dream team of Johnson, Grove and Rees-Mogg. So
Theresa May might be gone.
Theresa May has been warned to stop her plans to keep the UK in a customs union with the EU.
Okay.
The Tory Prime Minister, Theresa May, could be replaced as Prime Minister by a Brexit dream team if she continues with her plans to keep the UK in the customs union with the EU, which basically means that the UK can trade goods tariff-free within the UK. But on the flip side, it then makes it harder for the UK to trade with any other country.
So it's like a single
market or whatever. Yeah, so basically, obviously, we're leaving the EU, obviously, because of Brexit, but Theresa May wants to slyly keep us in the EU just for the trade thing, so we can trade freely within Europe. But then with us staying in with that, customs union with the EU that we'll have, it just means that we can trade freely within the EU, but then any other country that we want to try and trade with, it makes things so much harder because the EU have certain, I guess, regulations with us being within the customs union that we have to abide by.
Yeah. So it'll just be the same situation we're in now.
Yeah.
But we'll not technically be in Europe.
Yeah.
So what's the point of leaving Europe?
But
so that they can make their own government can make their own decisions and shit, but it doesn't really.
But the, it, I mean, it's
help.
It's kind of good news in the sense yeah. that Theresa May might not be prime minister anymore.
Yeah.
But the bad way is that we don't get to vote for our next prime minister if Theresa May does get, what's the word, replaced.
Could be Boris Johnson, though.
It could be Boris Johnson, indeed. That's what they're saying. The sceptics are saying that Boris Johnson has asked to possibly agree to be prime minister, and then...
He agreed. Of course, man. He was mayor. Why not become prime minister?
And then the education secretary, Michael Grove, would become the deputy... And then Jacob Rees-Morgan, the Chancellor, wouldn't, yeah, he would be the Chancellor then. If May was forced out only, obviously. That's possibilities. But then there's also a possibility that there was some sort of, what did they do? There was some sort of poll that they did within the party for the new leader of the, to be the Prime Minister. And in the run-ins, it wasn't Johnson who was head, it was yeah. fucking, what's his name? Rees, this guy here. Jacob Rees-Morgan. He was, he's like egged to be possible next PM if Theresa May continues with her plan to go through to do this union thing with the EU. But it doesn't make sense to me. If the whole point of Brexit was for us to leave the EU, then why have this custom union so we can trade freely with the EU, but then it makes it harder for us to trade with the rest of the world? The EU doesn't have everything that supplies the UK.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
China.
Exactly. That's a lot of export that makes it harder to get into the UK.
Just make it more expensive.
Yep. And things are already expensive as they are.
I see what they're trying to do, though, because she's trying to make more products to be made in the UK.
Yeah, I get that. I get
Which it would force a lot of companies to do.
Do, but...
But at the same time, it's just a long...
It's a
hard way to get a long, like...
A long result?
Yeah, a result that's not going to...
It's going to be an instant thing.
It's not going to be an instant thing. It's going to take many, many years for it to fully be...
Real, like, built up.
Yeah.
It's a catch-22, like, with a lot of things, unfortunately. But it's still interesting news. Theresa May might not be Prime Minister anymore. And Boris Johnson could be Prime Minister, or there's Jacob Rees-Morgan.
I would love it if Boris Johnson was Prime Minister. That'd be so funny. No one would take it seriously, but I'd just love to see him and Trump meet. Oh, it'd be great. The banter that they would have, man.
Oh, my days. It would be hilarious. Can you imagine? They kind of look similar.
They do. Cousins. They could be possibly related somewhere down the line.
I wouldn't put it past this whole politics thing. They're all related somewhere down the line. Even though Donald Trump wasn't originally a politician, he was just a businessman. I'm sure somewhere down the line he's related to someone. But yeah, that's the news. Was what's going on in the world. We didn't even have an introduction. I just went straight into it. The question. Oh well. Next section is usually I would usually do like random facts or office icebreakers, but this week I'm just gonna do like something different and fun, and it's gonna be 25 things about old technology that we really miss.
There you go.
25 things about technology that we really miss the most.
25 things.
Yeah, 25 things.
Thing number one. It was a rundown.
Yeah, thing number one, right, is making mixtapes. Like, I never was never a person of the era of making mixtapes on cassette. Like, I guess they mean, like...
Oh, right, yeah. The yeah. old school old, cassette old, tape.
Yeah, 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 okay. yeah, yeah. Like making mixtape, recording like
every. I do remember that on the radio.
Yeah,
though,
slyly.
You'd record
you,
it.
You would
have. And you'd have like, as soon as the guy starts speaking, you'd have to like
yeah.
cut the recording. So you'd have loads of recordings that started and ended the song with a little voice, and then the next song would start.
Or like if you just couldn't be arsed, you would just have a song with the DJ just talking in the middle.
You just have the whole set.
So like, and then you would just send a mixtape to someone, you'd be like, listen, girl. I was thinking of you when I was listening to the set on the radio or these songs that I collected for you, and I just think you should just listen to this mixtape. And then they just put it in, they'll listen to it like, and you can like fully feel the mood they were in when they recorded it. Like, it's so sick. But we just do it all digitally now. So.
Yeah. It is easier.
I guess so. But I guess it's
anything you want now, you can listen to YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, but it's nice to think back to these simpler times.
It is.
Number two is putting photos in albums.
I do remember that.
Yes. I remember putting photos in albums. Although, slightly that does still happen now, but it's all digitalized. I mean, I guess they mean like
the
put it into
printing.
A physical album where you actually have to
photo book.
Yeah. And you flick through and you're like, everyone sits around and is like, oh, you remember?
Now you got a screen.
Yeah.
An LED screen with a frame around it.
And you're just like, everyone's just like, yeah, so swipe. Or if you're smart, you've got like one of those high-tech things where it's connected. It's like a fucking mobile projector is connected to your iPad or your phone or something like that, USB wise, and then it just projects on the screen and you just flick. The world we live in is fucking fantastic. Number three is recording films and TV shows on a VHS. Yes, I fucking remember that. Yes.
Jesus, VHS, man.
VHS. Oh, that's how I know I'm fucking old. Fucking VHS, mate. Oh, yes, I remember that. Or if there was something on TV and you weren't going to be in to watch, you would set up the video recorder.
It had a timer on it. Yeah. So it would come on, it would record. But the annoying thing is, though, you could record over something else that was recorded.
Yeah.
So say, you know, you had, I don't know, your favourite TV show, the latest episode recorded, and your dad was like, I need to record Planet Earth, quick time. Just grabs the nearest one, which just happens to be the one you've got your latest episode on, whacks that in, records it. When you come back to watch your thing, it's going to start up in today's, previously, shows you everything you've had previously, and it starts beginning, like the game show starts or whatever, and then you hit David Attenborough like... Now you have the orangutan.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Mating for the first time.
I remember those
like,
days.
I had something recorded. Why the...
It was the worstest ones where, like, for me, yeah, I remember this personally. Like, it was wrestling. I was in wrestling days, yeah. And, like, I had fucking this
good
match recorded, right? And I, like, got halfway through the fight. And then it skipped to some next show, and I was like, what? Halfway through the fight, I don't even get to see the end of the Royal Rumble.
As far as Corey's memory is concerned, that is where the Royal Rumble ended.
Yeah, I didn't get to see no more. Oh, I was mad. Yeah, those days were mad. I miss it, but like, not really. Yeah. All right, number four is having printed photos around the house.
Some people still do. I mean, you can go down to, like, the local store, like Boots and something, and print them out.
I still have photos around the house, to be honest. Like, printed ones.
I've seen them. Most of them are of you.
Yeah. Me and my brother. Me and my mum.
Your graduation
my
photos
dad.
And all sorts. Yeah. Those are big times, though. Big times in your life get put up. You know, and photos of family. There's one thing, you look at your phone daily, so there's only so much you can put on a background wallpaper on your phone.
Like, I mean...
But sitting down at your desk or even at home, if you've got something on the mantelpiece, it's going to be photos.
The only way you could upgrade is if you had, like, some sort of a smart house and you had a tablet on the screen, on the wall or something, and it was just scrolling through photos on all, like, every, I don't know, 5 seconds or 10 seconds, it would change the photo.
Yeah, you could have those LED screens with the little frame around it, so it looks like a photo frame, but it's actually a screen that shows a photo, and it just went, like a slideshow.
Yeah.
If you get a holographic one, that'd be
cool.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah.
One day.
One day, man. Number five.
Five is
the excitement of having photographs developed before you can see them. I don't know.
I kind of remember that.
So,
before you had the little, do you remember the digital cameras? Before them?
Yeah, before, like...
You didn't know what photo looked like when you took it. So you had to take, like, 3 or 4 photos of the same thing just to make sure that when you printed it out, you could choose the one that was in focus or one that was proper nice out of those ones.
I remember film, and then you had to take it out to that shop.
Yeah, and you could see that, you could see it before. Yeah. If you held the film to the light, you could see like a background or like a negative copy of it. And then you took it down to Boots or Sainsbury's or wherever you got your
thing, and thing then developed. They just did the thing, and then suddenly you had photos, and you're like, "Ayo." But yeah.
And they had you that big booklet.
Yeah.
Remember the big booklet they had? There's a stack of photos inside it, and then they'd also have the negatives cut out inside there as well if you wanted to keep them, so you could get some more photos done.
Yeah.
I remember that. You could just wait. You could wait for it to be done. Like, you could hand it in before you did your shopping.
Yeah.
Like, because we used to get ours done at Tesco's or Morrison's or Sainsbury's or Safeway's or whatever used to be. And you used to go in, take your film in, hand it over to the desk, and they'd, you know, you'd pay whatever, do your thing, they'd give you, like, a ticket, and then you'd go and do your shopping. By the time you finish your shopping and come back, it'd be developed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But now... If it's all on your phone, it's all digital. You can plug it into your laptop and you can print it out at home if you've got the right paper.
Or you just print it out in the shop and it just takes 2 seconds.
If you've got the paper, you can do it over wireless printing. I can sit looking at my photos, delete the ones I don't like, or I can delete them then and there when I'm taking them, and then just print them all out as soon as I get to Wi-Fi.
True.
If my printer is switched on at home, as long as I'm connected to Wi-Fi anywhere in the world, I can print.
That's pretty sick.
So, I could be on a beach in Jamaica somewhere. I don't know why that popped into my head, but I could be in a beach in Jamaica somewhere. As long as I got internet, I can print off my photos. So, someone here...
Here's...
And they're just looking. It's a photo of me smiling on a beach. Ew. Having a drink of a nice cocktail and a rum with...
In a coconut.
Mixed in. Just the rum straight into the coconut. Mixed in with the liquid, and then you got the cheekers over there, and you got the boys over there, and they're all coming together making barbecue and ting, and like, that's the photo. And then they're just like, I wish I was there with them.
Yeah, but and they just get it, that rub in the face there and then.
Yeah. So you can do that now. I don't even need to go to a local shop and...
It's true.
Print it and send it by post and hope it arrives by the time before I get back from my holiday. And postcodes. The postcards, when you send a postcard
on
your holiday.
That's on the list, yeah. Is that? That's what I mean. Number six is handwriting letters. I'm going to group 6 and 7 in one because it's kind of the same. It's handwriting letters, and number 7 is sending love letters. Actually, no, they're kind of separate, but... Within the same, true. No one sends love letters, no one handwrites letters. Well, a few people do, but very rarely.
It's mostly typed up if you're going to print it out and send anything. If not, it's emailed.
Yeah, exactly.
And love letters, well, no one, not even a letter form really anymore. Like, you say it or you.
Yeah, you send it in a text. Why am I going to waste paper to.
Killing trees.
Killing trees when I could just. Do it digitally.
I'm not a caveman no more. We're going to have to save the planet. One text message at a time. Yes, Apple, you can use that as your new slogan.
Yes, you can.
Why use my phone? Saving trees. One text message at a time.
Ayo, Apple.
Just send me a little bit of royalties now and then, Apple, and I'll be happy. Send me a new phone.
Yeah, send me a residual check. And then I'll see what I can do, man. Number 8 is, like you mentioned, sending postcards, which I don't think anyone does anymore. Or...
No, because you can just message the person, like on Facebook or on iMessage, or just text them now if you're in the EU as well. If you're not in the EU and you're listening, I don't know what you might have different text rates, but if you're in the EU now, most of us can text and call anywhere in the EU.
And I use my normal minutes.
Hence why
minutes.
We shouldn't leave the EU. Because we won't be able to text and call people, friends, relatives, if we're on holiday.
I think what we will do is in my contract.
Yeah, as long as it's in, but the contract thing might change. Because if we leave the EU, there might be different. They might be put on different regulations.
That's true.
Opening another kettle of fish.
Number.
But it's true. But postcards, it's true. I remember the time when you'd send a postcard and then you'd get back from holiday, and you'd be like, hey, did you get a postcard? What postcard? Oh, don't worry, it'll probably come in the post soon. And then a day or two later, it would arrive, and they'd be like, hey, yeah, man, I got a little... It said, like, you were chilling on a beach in Jamaica. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've seen you now, but...
Safe, man.
But it was nice, though, because you could send, like, if when it did arrive...
While you're still away,
it was nice, because you could... If you were receiving it as well, you got something, you know, it's from like a family or friends.
But
or
it's a bit more personal than a text message, I guess.
Yeah, because they've taken the time to go...
Get a postcard.
Get a postcard, write on it, get a stamp, go down to the post office and post it and all that.
It's like, thanks for taking the time, man.
But a text message or an email, you can do it on the go.
Yeah, it's true.
They can be on the loo doing it, you know.
And just like, email. Guess who's in Marbella?
Yeah, it's a Snapchat now, isn't it? A Snapchat or a video or something. No words needed. Just a few hashtags on the screen.
It's just like, ayo.
The video.
So number 9 would be having a pen pal or having a pen friend.
I mean, I think it's evolved now. So no longer people need pen friends because you don't need to write anymore. But you can have virtual pen friends.
Yeah,
friends that you only have online. Yeah. People that you've only met online. Like, for me, I have friends that I've never met before, but I've met them on the PlayStation Network through with a headset where we've played games and we've talked and chat. We seem to have things in common. So when I game, I chat with these guys and I play with these guys. And it's like, I don't know who they are. All I know, Gaming Clan 123, like, what's up? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Aiden Nord if you're listening to the. I know that's because that's his tag name, but it's probably his name as well.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
So it's kind of like a pen pal. You message people that you find on, I don't know, social networking or whatever.
So
it's kind of pen pals, but
it's kind of just evolved now. Yeah,
keyboard pals,
keyboard buddies.
Yeah, touchscreen.
International edition.
You can speak to people all over the world. Yeah, you can speak.
Without having to think, oh, I need to find a pen pal, or like you meet someone on holiday and you're like, let's be pen pals. Let's continue this contact. Now you just go on Facebook, add them as a friend, and
with the world of following.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of social media things that allow you to follow people now. You don't even need to be pen pals with them. They don't even need to know you exist. You followed them on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever. So now you can see what they're up to day to day. And if they followed you back, they can see what you're up to day to day.
Yeah, so...
They don't even need to write nothing sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
There are people you don't necessarily know, like, on a physical... Not physical level, that sounds different.
Yeah.
On a one-to-one, I've met you, person-to-person, manner-to-manner, eye-to-eye. I don't know what the word is.
IIL, in real life.
Yeah. If you've met this person in real life, fair enough. But there's a lot of people that, you know, you haven't met in real life, but you just can still chat to. Well,
conversation, yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
So it's an evolution of pen pal.
But still... Nostalgic. Number 10 is...
The number of episodes you've...
Yes, indeed. Number 10 is buying CDs and having a CD collection. I do buy certain CDs and illegally download the others.
People still do that because they still want to... If people didn't do that anymore, record labels and all that kind of... People, like, places like HMV would no longer stock CDs.
Yeah, it's true.
And the fact that HMV show record, like, not record sales, but they show the sales of records and CDs and stuff that they've sold shows that people are still buying it. And there are still even vinyl shops available.
Yeah, exactly.
People are still buying
there's
vinyl.
There's still CD shops.
I think, especially nowadays, maybe not so much in the past, like 10 years ago, maybe not so much.
But now it's kind of like a...
Like a when...
Vintage, I guess?
Yeah, it's vintage. 5 years ago, maybe not so much. But like, yeah, it's vintage now in this current like...
Digital age. Yeah.
So to have a CD player is different.
Exactly, yeah.
If you actually have a CD player...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm talking about the Walkman CD players.
That's in the list as well, ones. I think.
And that's different. But if you just have a CD player at home, a lot of people still have that. But
it's true.
To go and buy one now would be hard.
Yeah.
I've seen speakers and stuff. Like, I've got one here, and it doesn't have a CD player, but it has a dock.
Just an iPod dock,
It has a dock. And
a USB port.
I have a USB port, I have an auxiliary port. Bluetooth had speakers now as well, so. But I get it, people still collect CDs.
Yeah, it's true. Number 11 is using public telephones.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't really see anyone. The only time I've seen someone walk into a public telephone box is when they're about to do something dodgy.
Yeah.
Like, when you see someone go into a public telephone box, you're not thinking they're making a phone call.
No, there's like those, and also in, outside public telephone boxes, it's like those girls.
It's skanky, man.
Yeah, that's all
like,
I see usually.
Like stickers of and little post-it notes of girls to call, or
numbers
guys
to call,
and or anything to call to get sexual favors or whatever. It's become like that kind of area, or the local pissing spot for people who don't have anywhere to go to the loo.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It's annoying.
Because they used to be useful.
I mean, now that we've got phones, people have got their phone available with them, their mobile with them. They don't need to go to pay extra money.
Unless run out of battery or credit.
But then the chances are you're not that far from wherever you can plug in your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Or I can get Wi-Fi and send a message.
I see so many people now that on Facebook and stuff that are like, oh, I've lost my phone, my phone's broken, but you can contact me on here.
Yeah.
Cool. And they'll pop up whenever they need to. So I think, it's a nostalgic thing though, isn't it? So.
Yeah, more than anything. So number 12 will be using a phone directory, like the Yellow Pages or something.
I don't remember the last time I used the Yellow Pages. Google is my Yellow Pages now. Google's been my Yellow Pages for years.
Or remember 118 was a book before it became a phone number.
I didn't even use the phone number.
Yeah.
Let alone the book. I remember there was another one, Thompson. Was it a Thompson? It was like a black cat, like a blue black cat on the front.
Something like that, yeah.
That was a weird one. But I didn't even use the Yellow Pages. I remember, I think I was just a bit too young for
it. I think my dad used to use it, and my mum used to use it. They used to.
I remember it being in the house.
Yeah.
I remember having loads, and I remember a competition to myself of trying to rip through a whole Yellow Pages, having the strength to. I never could because I was too young. But I used to see the World's Strongest Men, and I just like grab a Yellow Page and rip it. But that's about it. I never really used it
or
for
they had
anything
that,
to actually get
they had the joke about if a short person had to stand on the Yellow Pages to kiss a taller girl or something
Yeah. Now what do they say? If he has to stand on a stack of iPhones?
And then fall over as he kisses her? Oh, shit.
They weren't the iPhone Plus. They were just the regular iPhone.
Oh, no.
Too small.
I should have got iPhone X's and stacked them strategically.
Speaking of iPhones, now we've both got pluses.
Yeah.
You've got the 8 Plus, right?
Indeed.
Have you got used to the size?
Oh, yeah.
It happens after the first few days.
Yeah. I was calm. I was used to the
size.
But
now, when you see other people's phones, when someone hands over you their normal-sized iPhone and you have to look at something on their screen, it's you know. And I remember looking at their screen going, ooh, your iPhone 7, wow, that's really wide. The screen looks so long and, like, it's you get so much out of it. But then now, I'm like, oh, your iPhone 7, oh, it's not Plus. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a bit small. Like, it's weird. It's weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird. But I've got an iPad as well, so it's like, it wasn't that hard to get used to because I have an iPad.
You're used to a big screen.
Used to a big screen, yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But...
I'm sidetracked, man.
Yes. So number 13 is carrying a portable CD player. Hey. I do remember those days.
Yes. It was annoying. It was annoying. You had to have a little wallet, flip wallet full of the discs.
And like, you couldn't like move too erratically because then the CD might skip in it.
Jogging was a pain, man. I don't know how people used to do it, actually.
No.
Joggers.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you used to jog with a CD player. The pain, the amount of times that must have skipped.
You just like, just run through just it. Keep going. Just keep going. Just
keep going. This few beats, these few beats I'm getting is motivation enough. It turns into a different style of music.
Yeah. Number 14 is going into the travel agent to research a holiday. Yes. Yes.
Travel who? I still I still see a few.
Yeah.
There's a few around on High Street and stuff, but whether I see people in them or not, sometimes I see one or two people in them, but...
But why, when I can just find a deal online?
And if you really want to go to that company, go on their website.
Go on their website and get a deal online.
Yeah.
It's cheaper online.
I mean, I don't know why companies are even... I don't want to say this because I don't want people to lose jobs, but why are the companies, like, bothering with having the stores? Because
maybe people still
they'd save money them. But they'd save money if they didn't have the store. It wouldn't be paying rent in all the stores,
because
it wouldn't be paying
like,
the employees.
There's a generation of people that don't use internet or don't really know how to use it too well, or even if their family members are like, oh, why don't you use the internet, it's easier. It's like, nah, I'm just stuck in my ways and I just prefer just going into the shop. So I guess it's open for those type of people, and there's quite a few of those people still around. There's millions and trillions of people in this world. So, yeah.
It's true. It's true. So, maybe in the next 10, 20 years, it might...
Yeah. Like, when everything is completely paperless and able to be backed up paperless, and we... So, in a place where...
We don't even need paperless, though, really.
Yeah, we need paper to keep it, just in case. But anyway, but like, just when we get to a stage where everything is more digitalized...
Everyone is willing to just go online. Yeah. When like... So when our generation is the oldest generation...
Yeah.
When everyone is completely tech-savvy...
Yeah.
Because pretty much the new generation is coming up are going to be tech-savvy. Yeah. Everything in school is going to be changing.
Yeah. It's all mad. I wish I was growing up in school nowadays.
I kind of do, but I kind of don't. Yeah. Because there's going to be a lot of shit coming in later years.
It's going to be mad.
I'm going to be glad I ain't sticking around for.
Yeah, but true. But although,
at the same time, they're going to see some crazy... They're going to see some cool stuff.
Although it was kind of mad, stuff. Like at school, yeah. My year just happened to be the year that they trialed everything.
Same.
I don't know why they wanted to choose our year, but yeah, they just trialed everything and then they were like, oh, well, that didn't work. I guess we'll go back to how it was, or we'll just try this then. I was like, but then why did you just trial that with us in the first place? Like, ruin our whole year.
And the year below you, their and trial then, was still wasn't perfect, probably. They're still trialing. Trying to hone it down to perfect.
Oh, my days. Number 15. Buying disposable cameras. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people still do just in case, because some people don't want to take their, like, nice cameras on holidays. I get that.
But you can just take pictures on your phone now.
Nowadays, phones are such good cameras.
Yeah. You don't need a disposable one when I can just get my picture taken and, like, see it now. That's what people want in this generation. I want it now. How can I have this now?
Yeah. If I can get it as soon as possible,
like,
I want it.
Like, how soon can I get this?
Yeah.
What, it's coming out next week and I can go to the shop and or I can pre-order it online to come to my door day it releases?
Or fantastic. I can be at the store at midnight pre-ordered, so I'm just there and it's...
And I can get it now and play it now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even, like... I'm going back because I have a PlayStation. I'm just going to link it back to what I know from that. But like, if I want to buy a game, I can buy the digital copy downloaded straight to my PlayStation. There and then, what depending on my download speed, but if I've got the best top quality Virgin Media fiber optics, boy, that could be downloaded in like a minute.
Now, Yeah.
Literally, I could have the full game downloaded and I could be playing it within 2 minutes.
Yeah, instead of getting clothes on, going to the shop.
Nah, I can do it bollock naked.
Yeah.
Right? Whilst making breakfast at the same time.
Just set it up to download before you start all your tasks.
Do you know what I mean? Just click download, pop the toast in. Before the toast is popped up, the game is already loaded. And it's just installing the loads.
And
I'm buttering the toast. By the time I finish my first bite, while I'm eating my toast, bro, I'll be watching the opening cutscene of the game. So by the time I've finished eating my toast, I just need to just wash my hands off, pick up the controller, and then the cutscene ends and the gameplay starts.
Technology, eh?
That's just how it is, man. It's great. It's fantastic.
What were your number? going to the travel agent number. Going 15? To the space. Number 16. Yeah, number 16. Turning to a hard copy of the Yellow Pages. Well, that's kind of like
the copy of the other Yellow Pages.
Public, the phone directory.
Phone directories, yeah.
Anywho, next one, number 17. Playing traditional board games and card games. Yeah, like Top Trumps and
Monopoly and stuff. I do miss playing stuff.
People
like
still
that.
Play Monopoly, but I mean like old school Monopoly without like, although the credit cards do make it easier, I'm not going to lie, without having all this cash, but still.
Well, there's that new cheap Monopoly that's coming out. I don't know if you've heard of that. Monopoly Cheat, it's called?
No.
Basically, okay, guys, I'm going to get Corey to put a link at the bottom of this to something that takes you to it. But it's called Monopoly Cheat, I believe. And basically, it's an additional Monopoly where your objective is to cheat. So it might be to make sure you don't pay anything to a person or trying to rob from the bank, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things like that, they're trying to make people to
play board games again. I've
recently jumped back into D&D again.
Wait, can we...
So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's always been around. So that's like a board tabletop game. So, but yeah, people don't play as much, man. I miss Monopoly. I do miss Monopoly a lot. It causes problems though, drama.
Although
stress, families break up over Monopoly.
Yeah, or like fucking Ludo or
anything that involves competition.
Yeah. What's the game with where you have to guess who killed?
Cluedo.
Is it Cluedo?
Like a murder mystery.
Yeah, I think it's that one. Yeah, that was a sick game as well. But we play like board games at Christmas.
Yeah. Standard jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. Oh, jigsaw.
People don't do them no more.
No one does jigsaw puzzles anymore. If you do jigsaws, it's on your iPad.
It's just the stress of like, because I remember I had having like a 100-piece jigsaw for Christmas, and getting through some of it, not 100,000-piece jigsaws, you know, big things, and you'd get through some of it. And then you'd be like, I don't want to do this again for a few days, but where am I going to put... I start it on the floor. If I move, you try and move a bit of it and then it falls apart. And you're like, you know what, I might as well move it in stages. I'll move it in bits. And they invented these mats, I think, that you can roll up, but still, bro. Still.
Stress. Or it'd be like one of them old puzzles you'll just take out. You're like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to do this puzzle, yeah? And then you just get to the end and there's just that one piece missing.
You're like,
where is the piece?
Did I take it round to Auntie? Oh, I did that time. I remember that Hoover made that weird noise when I was sucking up underneath the chair, but I thought,
Yeah, fucking number 18 is owning an encyclopedia.
Wikipedia,
encyclopedia. That is our encyclopedia now.
Yeah, we've got a digital encyclopedia now.
Wikipedia.
We don't need Britannia, Thesaurus.
And Wikipedia is so great, anyone in the world can make an account and edit it.
Yeah. Don't need dictionaries anymore, pretty much.
Yeah, man.
Not hard copies of it anyway.
Yeah, we got the Urban Dictionary. We got all the English we need, guys.
But literally, anything you need now, anything you need is available somewhere in the internet, PDF form, for you to print off, if you so wish to print it off in hard copy.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you can watch it on the screen.
Yeah,
see true. It on the screen.
YouTube. Number 19 is dialing directory inquiries. Oh, I do remember doing that.
Well, like the 118 kind of people.
Yeah, you like call 118.
Don't think.
Yeah, call like using like 118 and then like.
I don't think I used it that much.
I didn't use it that much, but there was every now and then when like when Google or Ask Jeeves wasn't all that, or just internet wasn't around properly. And Yahoo. Like you, yeah, Yahoo search or whatever, and you're just like, oh, I need this number for this place. So you call out 118, and you're like, you'll get put through to a like a human, and you're like, can I get the number for this, that, this? And they're like, yeah, cool, it's. And you just write it down, they or they send it to you. To yeah, they just have bare numbers on access. Just like it'll be like shops and like.
It'll be like a Yellow Pages yeah. for someone you could speak to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair.
Number fucking 20 is visiting car boot sales to sell old stuff. Some people still do that.
Yeah, there's still car boot sales.
That's maybe. Vintage, man. Get them cheap bargain, proper.
Yeah, for real, man. I mean, you know, Ollie.
Yeah.
My mate Ollie. He bought juggling clubs.
Yeah.
Indian wooden juggling clubs. Yeah. He was looking at them online. They were really expensive. I mean, the antique ones were going for hundreds of pounds. And he saw a pair. Yeah. So it was just two of them. And he paid the guy 50p for them.
Whoa.
Because the guy didn't know what they was. And Ollie asked him what wood it was, and he said, oh, I'm not sure, you'll have to go and ask, blah, blah, blah. So he took it to, it was kind of like a woodworking jeweler's kind of, they do yeah, woodcraft yeah. and stuff. He took it there and he was like, what wood is it? And they told him it was really expensive wood. It's like Indian something. So he had to give, like, get special wax for it or whatever to clean it. But he was like, okay, cool. And he looked it up online. Those clubs are worth about £300-400.
Whoa, and he bought for 50p in the boot sale, winning.
Just walking past and he was like, hey, they look like juggling clubs. Like, I was looking up at them online. How much for these? Oh, for those clubs? Yeah, 50p.
You just laugh to yourself. What was that?
Of course,
50p. Here you go, kind sir.
And then you go on your phone, open up eBay or Amazon, I'm selling juggling clubs, antique. Comes with its own bottle of wax for £400.
Ayo.
£399.50 profit. So yeah, it's crazy. Car boot sales are still good, man. But I mean, you like I said, you can get things off eBay for cheap. You can get things off other things for cheap.
Yeah, it's but true.
They are still about, and they're so good. But they are a dying breed. So.
Yeah, it's true. Number 21 is remembering phone numbers off by heart.
I know my phone number off by heart.
I know my number off by heart. Numbers. My home number off by heart. My mum's mobile number off by heart. And that's where it stops.
You know numbers you need to know off by heart. Yeah, that's it. You know numbers you need to know if your phone is dead off by heart.
Yep. That's it. That's all I know, right?
Because I knew, like, obviously, when I was going out with her ex-girlfriend, I knew her number, but obviously now I've forgotten it because time has gotten by. But, like, you know people's numbers that you need to know if you don't have your phone available to you. But right now, anyone you need to know number of, you just type their name into your phone search.
Yeah.
And it pops up with a
number. Or maybe they're just in your favourites and you just click favourites. You scroll down. Their name. Yeah.
It's all about their name.
Yeah. If you don't know their name and you're just like, oh, what was that number? It ended in... maybe I can find it in my recent... Oh, I called it last week. Oh, what's going on? Maybe they'll call back. Number 21 is handwriting essays and schoolwork.
I'm not in school anymore, so I can't really comment.
But I mean, in uni, I never handwrote nothing. I just typed it all.
Yeah, pretty much. I handwrote notes and stuff.
Yeah.
But handing in any homework coursework or anything like that was
printed out. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't.
My handwriting was neat though. I had neat handwriting.
I didn't write notes in uni. Do you know, like, because, like, in my first year, I wrote an essay And my teacher was like, she called me into her office and she was like, have you been tested for dyslexia? And I was like,
she just brought you in her office and dropped it like that.
She probably didn't drop it like that, but like that's the straight to
not
the point.
Not even a sit down.
Like. We probably sat down and talked about the essay for a bit, and then like it came up.
Also wide open, everyone's outside like, oh shit, Corey got dyslexia.
Well, we had our chat and she's like, have you been tested for dyslexia? I was like, well, I had like a test early on before, like in when I was in secondary school, but we never really went any further. Like I just got like extra classes and that. She was like, well, you know, now you're in uni where you can, like the uni will pay half of like the exam. So you only pay like 100. And I was like, ayo, I'll do that when my next loan drops.
The severest of dyslexia.
Then I went in and got my test in, and then I was smart because I was talking to other people before I went, and they were like, oh yeah, because they give you like computers and stuff like that. So like, yeah, I found out
it does help though.
Yeah, it helped. But this is where I slightly got into the loophole. Yeah, because I told them in my when I went to do my proper exam that I was doing a music course, like I had a music module. I was like, they were like, what course do you do? I was like, dance and drama with music and sound. And they were like, music and sound. And I was like, yeah. I do dance and drama, obviously, but there's like music modules and stuff like that. And they're like, well, they don't usually do this, but I'll try and push through so you can get a Mac because you're doing music and sound. Ayo, my Mac. I got a free printer. Free printing credit at uni. I just, if I had to pay for the credit, I just kept the receipt and sent it to them. I got my money back. I got like extra time in exams. I never had any exams, so it didn't really help. But like, also what I got was a voice recorder, because I said like, I don't really I said I don't really keep up in class like writing notes, like I kind of fall behind. So they were like, we'll just get you a voice recording, you can just like record your lectures and listen.
My
to
my guy had a voice recorder for university.
You just
what listen. Guy has a voice I would have looked over at the guy with a voice recorder and I would have got up and been like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not in this class no more. This guy's asleep. He came into class, he dropped his voice recorder in, and he went out to Costa's, come back, pick his voice recorder up at the end of lecture, and come, like, what is this?
Gosh, I was chilling in lectures.
Because you knew you could just listen to
it. Yeah, because I listened to it back later. It just got everything, even, like, when people put their hands up, and I even got, like, a directional mic as well, so the only time someone new stood up to talk, I would just direct it to where they were talking.
Corey runs over to the spot. Hands over the mic. Yeah, sorry. Hi, so yeah, I wanted to ask a question, please. Okay. Mic down on row 3. Corey runs down.
Oh, it was so sick. I was living life those days. But yeah, I didn't have to listen. I did have to listen, but I listened to it later. And if any notes that I missed while I was listening in my lecture, I could listen to them later.
That's why you like doing the podcast. Takes you back.
Back to uni days, yeah. Number 23 is ringing. What? Ringing the speaking? Oh, it's ringing the speaking clock. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I never did that. I had a watch. When I was younger, I always had a watch.
Nah, it was just every now and then. When you wanted to check the correct time, I used to call 1, 2, 3 just for fun. And I'd be like, the time sponsored by Accuracy will be 10, 33, and 20 seconds. And then it would like do it every 5 seconds, and it was like the time for my accuracy would be 10, 37, and 25 seconds. So cool to listen to. You get the exact time, the time sponsored by Accuracy.
I wonder if you can still get that now. Do you know what? While she's just still talking, I'm going to look this up and see if I can get. Was it Accuracy?
Yeah, the time sponsored by Accuracy. That's what I remember. I remember you had to call 1, 2, 3, but I don't think it's the same number now. But that's what you used to do back in the day, back then. What? Back in the '90s, early 2000s, you could still do it. 1, 2, 3. Let's go on to number 24 is trying on pairs of shoes on the high street. Well, I still do that because I want to check if I go to a shop, what am I just gonna buy it? I'm size 12. I'll buy all the size 12s, every different design, I don't care, it'll fit me. Sometimes you need to get a size 11 and a half.
So apparently, just because I was seeing this now, if you on a BT phone line, if you call 123,
it still works.
It still goes to the speaking clock.
Cheers.
But the number can vary on other networks, but on BT.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if you're on
No.
Don't know if
on my home phone at home, it will probably work because that's on BT.
But I mean, I don't think it will work with mine, but.
Welcome to the three voice.
No,
just it's your voicemail. I don't know. Find out what it is. Maybe I'll find out and I'll put it in, like, on a Facebook group or tweet it.
Yeah. Just so people can, you know.
Yeah. And the final 25, number 25, is dialing 1471 to see who's calling you when you were out. Like, if you miss a call, you dial, like, you just dial 1471 and it tells you the caller ID. Or sometimes who actually called you if it was a company.
Now it just pops up.
Or cannot be completed.
And there's another speaking clock that's a non-BT service, separate service. And it's the voice of Pat Simmons. And it's it's got a number as well. You can call it and receive, like, on time.
The speaking clock. Ayo. But yeah, that's my 1 to 25. I mean, we can go on to cross platform Fortnite.
Fortnite. I love Fortnite.
Yeah, but this weekend, because me and Phil are like big nerds.
Yeah.
We managed to like, because I heard on some podcast I was listening to, what was it, Dude Comedy, they were talking about supposedly you could do like cross platform like play with Fortnite, and I was like, let me research this. So I looked it up online and it said, yeah, you can do it, and I was like, let me find out how to do it. Watched a YouTube video, found out the information, and yeah, it's a long process, but I'm gonna start like posting like the articles that I talk about in the episodes after the episode drops on the Facebook page or tweet them out, and when the website comes out, which is kind of soon, coming soon, guys. Website, my opinion means
nothing.
You're so hyped. But yeah, Fortnite cross-platform, it works. I was on my Mac playing with Philippe on his PS4.
On PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
And you were playing, we tried it today.
It, for some reason, there was bears, like,
it wouldn't let us, like, so for some reason, I don't know if they haven't got enough servers or their servers just aren't powerful enough to take this many people, but there's so many people playing Fortnite now that it puts you in a queue till the servers have other people drop out from the servers, and there's enough space in the servers for you, essentially.
But it, like, kind of, at the same time, crazy. There was a lot of moments where I was trying to log in and it kept failing.
There's no space.
Yeah.
No space for you to get into my game.
Peak.
Yes, but it does work.
I'll send it. I'll put the link in the fucking Facebook page and that.
So if you want to play Fortnite and you want to play with a mate and you can't fork out the money for a PS4 right now, understandable, not everyone can.
You can play on your PC or Mac and play with people on Xbox or PlayStation 4.
So it's worth giving it a try if you like Fortnite or you want to play Fortnite.
Yeah, like there's a thread on the, where I found it, it's on the Epic Games website in the help section. And the article is called When I Try to Link My PSN XBL Account. Which I assume XBL is Xbox Live.
Yeah,
there you go. So if you want to search it or you want to wait, it's up to you guys. Anywho, you wanted to talk about Clash Royale or something?
Clash Royale. Clash has had loads of, like, updates and all sorts of stuff going on. Like, it's really popping off. There's new, since I think I talked about it, there's been a new arena added. There's more, like, challenges and stuff.
I haven't been on it for a while, actually.
Oh, mate, it's all popping off. Like,
I'll jump back on it this week.
Clash is getting harder, though. They're constantly, like, they got a new, I think they're having a new series coming out as well. Animated series. I think I mentioned it before. But
it's really cool. I love it.
From the creators of The Simpsons. Or the writers of The Simpsons. But not the animators. Not Mike Groening. I wanted to give it a shout out because it's still going strong. They've got all sorts of adverts and stuff going on.
It's winning right now.
It's winning.
Everyone's playing that game. Like, even when we were away in Amsterdam, it was like we walked past these guys and they were playing like Clash Royale. I was like, oh, Clash Royale.
If I had my internet sorted, I would have joined them in a game, you know?
That would have been sick. But D&D?
D&D. Wow, where do I begin, man? Like, I've started, I'm Dungeon Master for a new campaign now. I've never Dungeon Master before. I've only played D&D once before as a character.
I
don't know if anyone knows about D&D, so I'll just mention what it is. It's basically a tabletop RPG, role-playing game, in which it's set in a fantasy world or whatever kind of world the Dungeon Master wants. So it could be a fantasy world like Lord of the Rings, or it could be a world like Halo, a world like Black Ops, like a futuristic world, warfare kind of world. Or just a
combination of everything.
Or a combination of everything if you want. But the standard one is kind of the realms of dwarves and elves and orcs and that kind of thing. If you don't know, yeah, it's basically that. And you get a character, you choose a race of your character, so elf or
Orc
or human, or there's loads. And then you choose a class, so that could be a ranger or a fighter or a cleric or a wizard. There's loads and loads of them as well. And once you've chosen them two, you create your own backstory of your character. And it's kind of like, if you're an actor, you'll know it's like an improvisation kind of game.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're basically being this character, pretending to be this character in your imagination, whilst your dungeon master, who's created the world for you and he's written the story,
and he'll create the stakes.
Yeah, he'll give you the scenario, the setting you're in, and he'll kind of guide you through the world. But you can do pretty much anything you want in D&D as long as you can roll for it. You can certainly try, in the words of Matt Mercer, who is an amazing dungeon master, probably the best in the world. I would say. He's a voice actor.
Okay, cool.
He does voice acting for games and stuff like that. So if you played Shadows of War, Shadows of Mordor,
yeah,
you would have heard him in there.
Okay, cool.
He's done loads. I think they were in, For Honor, I think. Basically, him and a group of other voice actors got together. They have a channel on YouTube called Geek and Sundry. Put a link up to them, and within that channel they have a sub channel.
Okay.
Is that a thing? A channel, then you have like categories of different things that you talk about. One of their categories is called Critical Role.
Okay.
You can just type Critical Role up into YouTube and it will pop up.
Cool.
But Matt Mercer is a voice actor, and a load of other voice actors get together and play D&D. They do live broadcasts on Twitch as well. So if you're on Twitch, which is a gaming platform, you can watch them live. I think it's on Thursday nights, their time in America.
Okay.
If not, you can watch full episodes. Basically, they've set it up so it's just him, them, webcams, and they just play. Become the characters, and they voice act it all. Their characters have the voices and everything, so you can just listen to it as a podcast and just hear the whole story. But you'll get an understanding of how it plays if you listen to it. Be prepared, though. The episodes are long. They're like, the sessions for D&D last between 3 to 4 or 5, possibly more hours, so...
But, I mean, if you listen to it as a podcast while you're at work, it's...
Yeah, and if you listen to bits of it on your travel, yeah, you know...
It'll get you through your day.
Yeah. You got, like, 4 hours worth of...
Yeah.
And there's so many episodes. But, yeah, it's really good fun, man. Like, you'll play next time you're about when we're playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be a guest character. Yeah, winning.
But, mate, it's, like, it's such a good way to get your imagination going as well. Because I think a lot... Nowadays, so much... computer games and graphics is so good now,
yeah,
that imagination isn't needed, like VR and stuff, yeah, as good as it is,
it's not
as powerful as our imagination. Yeah. And I think if we don't use our imagination,
if you don't use it, you lose it.
So it's a good way to, yeah, and it's improvisation, it keeps you on your toes. It's fun. It's like playing World of Warcraft, but instead of having to go on a computer, you're playing it live with dice and other people. It's social, so
yeah, it's cool.
It's cool, man. But I will give you a shout when I have an Instagram and a page set up for the campaign and stuff, so that
Instagram
people can follow it.
Blow your mind.
And yeah, hopefully it will become big. I don't know what to call it yet, though. So if anyone has any ideas, if any of you play D&D, or even if you don't, if you have any ideas of what I can call it,
send it through to the email. myopinionmeans@gmail.com.
Yep. Ours is kind of fantasy based, Lord of the Ringsy based, so anything around that name, or D&D in the anywhere that's something around that, or
just be creative.
D20s, man. Or whatever. So,
but yeah, man, get to it. Oh, we can. I've got nothing more to speak about. You got anything more?
You don't. Corey doesn't have.
I mean.
Anything more to speak about?
Nah, man. I'm done, man. I'm out. Oh, I mean...
That was supposed to be booing, but it sounds more like cheering to me. This was cheering.
Ayo.
Probably more like, how dare you, Corey, have nothing more planned for these people to listen to.
I mean, we're at an hour, I mean, we could cut episodes out. Chill, play some Fortnite, you know?
I mean, that's true. I mean... We could do. Guys, what do you think? Oh, it's too late. By the time the message in, we would have done it. I mean, we could create some scenes for them quickly.
I mean,
I could just chuck something over the back. So this is give you an idea of what D&D is like. It might help you.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, I might play something like this. I might say, it's a warm winter's night.
Is it?
As you step through the hollow pathway, you see a stone door in front of you. Behind the stone door, you hear sounds of music, merriment, and a small hint of beer wafts through the air. As you open the door, you suddenly hear a burst and sound of tavern music and people talking in the background. As you enter, you see a dwarf-like fella gesturing over to you. Are you right there, pal? Would you like a drink or something? You look a bit cold.
Please, go on, then.
Right, I'll just go downstairs, but my pal over here, he'll serve you, is that right?
I mean, as long as I'm getting my drink.
Alright, serve him, will ya? And he points over, and a large, bold Goliath stands in front of you. Goliath is a character whose ancestors were stone giants, so he's got grey skin, looks a bit rough, comes up to you. Alright, mate, what will you be having then?
I don't know, mate. What's good here?
I could say the honey brewed mead is pretty good. Or you could have dragon's breath ale. That's pretty nice as well.
Does it give me dragon's breath? Can I breathe fire if I drink it?
Well, I mean, some people they do have that that effect on them.
Huh.
And as he says that, you see a small like drool, a bit of dribble, just kind of come down from his chin and then kind of bounce back and
kind of gathered it back to the end of his mouth.
Can I interest you in any of those, or?
The honey snout, whatever thing that you said first.
The honey brewed mead.
Yeah, honey brewed mead. That sounds interesting. I'll try that. I'm kind of new in town. Honey brewed mead.
Perfect. Well, I'll get the honey brewed mead ready for you then.
Oh,
and as he turns around behind him, you see a big casket being like emptied into a large tankard. And in the background, you hear someone playing like music. It's a jester kind of enters and he's juggling around, juggling balls that are kind of
barkeep.
On fire. Yes, sir. As he comes around and drops your.
Does this kind of thing happen every day? Like, this jester dancing and this music?
Well, yeah, it's, he comes in and just tries to, you know, make a bit of money here and there. He's a bit magic, as you can see. And he points over to juggling balls. And as you see, the juggling balls aren't actually balls. They're flames and bits of coloured lights and ice. It's, like, floating and juggling
in the air. Do you think that guy has an apprentice?
I'm not sure, actually. He often says that he's willing to take on anyone who wants to help him and he'll teach them his wares, but people just think he's a bit crazy and don't really want to speak to him that much, so...
Fantastic. He sounds like my type of guy. Thanks for the drink, man. Actually, can you get me another one?
Of course I can. And he turns around and kind of throws you another one. There you go. That's on the house, mate. You're new to the town.
Oh,
so,
thanks, man. Thanks.
No worries. Enjoy it. Be prepared. He's a bit different, that guy. But,
yeah, man.
But he's got powers.
I got meads, man. Meads always a good gesture toy. No. Cool. Let me just head over there then.
And as you waddle over to the fella, you realise that the music is getting louder and louder as it kind of emanates from the objects in the air that he's floating and juggling around. The music's coming from them.
That's sick. Hey, guy. Sorry to interrupt your routine.
Yes.
I brought you over a mead. I want to talk to you.
Mead?
Yeah, man, mead, man.
What kind of mead? Honey brewed mead?
Yeah, I think that's the stuff, man.
Honey brewed mead. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah, take
and some,
man.
And he reaches over and kind of grabs it, but as soon as he holds it, his lips go instantly to it, and he's... Oh, honey brewed mead is perfect for me, yes.
So, I was talking to the barkeep and he was saying that you may be looking for an apprentice.
Yes, apprentice? You want magic?
Yeah. I want to learn your ways. I want to be like a wizard type thing.
A wizard? And as you say this, he kind of like a glow comes from this small kind of 5 foot gnomey kind of character. And, ooh, yes, you want to learn from me?
Yeah, man, you seem
me,
like
your
a...
master?
Master, like I was thinking just apprentice, so like
yes,
you're like
you apprentice, me your master, I teach you my ways, yes?
Yeah, can you just be like my boss? I would prefer boss. Master sounds like you own me.
Oh no, more like a teacher, a sensei.
Sensei works
yes,
for me,
yes.
Yeah. Cool, I'm cool with that.
In that case, it will cost you.
I've just come into town.
And as he says that, he wanders around you, and I sense a great aura about you. And as he looks at you, he kind of smells the air around you and clicks, and he throws some dust, and as the dust goes in the air, it kind of ignites some fire and it falls around you. You have strange elements. Yes, I can teach you for a price. You must sign here. And he holds out a book in front of you.
Is it in here, the price, or are you gonna tell me the price?
The price is you sign, and you learn magic, yes?
But what's it cost me, like, what is this contract I'm signing? What am I signing away?
You will forever have the power of magic. You can never get rid of magic, and that is the only thing I will say about it. And then the music kind of comes back.
Sounds good, I guess.
Good, yes, but sometimes bad.
I mean, I don't mind the bad side.
and he hands over a piece of paper to a piece of paper on the book, sorry, and you scribble down.
Yeah, man. You know, back where I'm from in, I don't know if you've heard of Earth, maybe?
Yeah, yes.
Like,
the Earthlands, yes.
They say there's a story about this guy called Harry Potter, but a friend's of mine, he knows him, and he's real, and he, like, went to some sort of school where...
And as you're speaking, you're finishing writing your signature, and then suddenly... Nothing is around you. The walls have gone, the man is no longer there, and you're standing in the middle of a forest, and it's really, really dark. And then you hear a... Magic, yes! Yes!
Hello?
Yes, magic is here. I'm in your head. Yes, yes! I teach magic, yes!
Okay, but... How am I going to learn if you're in my head?
I will teach you now. Here, yes, yes. This is your safe lands. Safe. Earthland. And as you look around, it kind of reminds you of a park you used to play in at home. And the more you think about it, the more it kind of looks like that place when you were younger.
This kind of looks familiar.
Yes. Safe. Magic, safe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, safe. Cool. Yeah.
Now, think magic.
What exactly about magic do you want me to
just
think?
Just close eyes and think. And as you start to think, you realize it starts to get quieter and quieter, darker and darker, until you can't really hear anything anymore apart from horse and cart.
Where the fuck are we?
This is the road to magic.
The road to magic.
Open your eyes. And as you open, you see you're sat on a cart with the gnome guy next to you. Yes, road to magic. A physical road. But you couldn't see the magic before having it. So you close your eyes and poof, now we're here.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Kind of.
As you go towards a distant light, kind of glows from, like, you think it's a city. You can hear, like, kind of people playing and children playing in the background, but really, really, really far, far away. Yes, so now you go to School of Magic. Yes, yes.
What?
School of Magic.
Is this... Like Hogwarts, like I was just about to tell you about.
No, you learn magic at a school of magic in Citadel of Magic.
Citadel of Magic.
As you say that, you pass through this kind of barrier. So now you can see you're in this massive city and it's full of like kind of floating houses and buildings that kind of have people on top of those lands practicing craft and wizardry and... Yes, pick land and practice!
Okay, I'll pick that one over there, the weird-shaped rock.
Yes! So the horse and cart kind of veers to one side and it heads towards the kind of... Was it, did you say a rock that you wanted
to... Weird-shaped rock?
The weird-shaped rock.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you head towards the weird-shaped rock, the cart kind of just disappears and you're there by the weird shaped rock. It starts to, and the ground starts to tremble before you as it lifts up. Just you and your sensei rising about 7 feet above the ground. Now, cast magic! What? And that's where we're gonna end today's session. So that's just a short session of like what it would be like to set up a world and like,
yeah, man.
Go on a little
journey.
I was
caught up, man. I was like, what magic? Where?
But I haven't planned anything, so I couldn't really, like, give you a proper scenario. But that was just the improv
just
off
the top
of my head.
Yeah.
With the sound effects that I had to hand. Just
it's pretty cool, though.
But yeah, that's an idea of what it would be like to enter a world of D&D.
That's pretty awesome.
A couple of characters I threw in.
Yeah.
And if you've got someone who can do voices, or you guys will fancy finding voices and stuff, it makes it more imaginative. You can really believe that you're speaking to more than one person. So
yeah, exactly. It was just me and Philippe. No other characters, no other people, no other voices. Just Philippe and me. I was my normal voice, and Philippe was all the other characters. But yeah, this is, I guess, the end of the show.
Yeah, let's play some Fortnite. I guess you got to have a kind of a saying goodbye thing before we can just play Fortnite. But Fortnite is great. If you don't have it, get it.
But yeah, so thanks for listening to this episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. If you have enjoyed the episode, don't hesitate to subscribe, or if you are already currently subscribed, unsubscribe and then resubscribe. If you want to hit us up on any kind of social media, you know, hit us up at My Opinion Means at, and it's like at, that is for Instagram, that is for Facebook, and that is also for Twitter. So yeah, hit us up. And if you want to send an email about, I mean, anything, your opinions and that, or like advice you want shit on and whatever, or like just like, I liked your podcast, it was dope. Yeah, man, thanks. And then I'll shout you up.
Just that, yeah, thanks. No,
and then I'll shout you out in the next episode. But yeah, if you didn't enjoy the episode, then more for you for just sat here for fucking, what, an hour and a half listening to the episode, you dummy. But I'm out, y'all.
That was episode 10. Done, wrapped.
Yeah. Finished. Episode 10 is all done and wrapped up. Don't you wanna snap up the next episode? Boy, you're gonna blow.
Yo, when's the next episode, Corey? When is it coming out, yo?
I mean, the next, this episode's about to come out on Thursday. Well, it's gonna be Thursday when you're listening.
And then the episode after that's gonna be the next week. That right?
Yeah. Thursday. Every week. Just Thursday. Keep it locked.
Episode 10.
Episode 10. There was even a wrap-up this week.
A literal wrap-up.
Yeah. All off the top of the dome, yo. Freestyle.
Improvisation.
Yeah, man.
Yes, yes. Big up.
Big up to all my creators. That's the mums and the dads.
I thought you were getting religious on me, man. But I like, yeah. No, big up to the creators. Because yeah. Without you, well,
yeah, man.
None of us are going to be here.
Yeah, you so, wouldn't be here listening.
Listening and to this opinion that means nothing.
And a wrap-up that means nothing.
Enjoy the rest of your days or nights, guys.
Yeah, man. Peace.